Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm hearing some talk, Dan. People are telling me Shatner, off the momentum of today's space mission, may open on October 24th for the Stones. Are you hearing some of those same reports?
I haven't, but that would, you know, that'd be brilliant, right? Why not?
Are the Stones, Mick and Keith, are they familiar with William Shatner?
Oh, sure.
You think for sure?
I think Star Trek is way, way too culturally entwined for them not to know who he is.
I'm with you. All right. Do you have the Stones to win the Stones? We've had plenty of meaty topics today, so we're going to finish with a little lighter, a little more nonsense, a little more fun. And your chance to win Rolling Stones tickets, October 24th. Strong, funny, provocative, bizarre opinion on the topic at hand. One that seems to make perfect sense. You will win a pair of tickets to see the Stones, October 24th, the bank. The question on hand is, where should Mick hang out when he comes to town, since he is now going from town to town and taking pictures at cool locations? Let's go to the calls first. One line is available, 651-461-9226. Emily is on mobile. Go ahead, Emily. Hello, hi. Emily.
Yeah, hi. Take Mick over to Paisley Park.
Paisley Park, I think that would have to be the favorite at this point.
And you know what? If you want to do a twofer, take them down to the Chanhassen Autoplex. All kinds of British cars, and it'd be a twofer.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
It's well thought out.
Yes, there is some depth to that. Are you a fan of British cars, Emily?
There are some beautiful British cars over there, yes.
Would you consider later today, we just have met, I think the chemistry is clear, 0 to 10, the likelihood you're going to buy me a stylish, cool British car before the afternoon is done? Zero,
we can negotiate some possibilities.
Oh.
Something can happen.
Are you going to steal it, and then I'm going to get in trouble for driving it around?
I'm thinking more of one of those little toy models.
No.
That you can keep with you all the time. We'll see. There's a
Thank
lot
you,
of
Emily.
Things to see over there. Mm-hmm. Bye.
That's true. I'll have to check that. Thank you. 651-461-9226. John is in one of the five greatest cities in the state of Minnesota, Stillwater. Go ahead, John.
Heck yeah. So I got the Stones to see the Stones. I'll take Mick up in our family hot air balloon over the St. Croix River.
Yes.
And we'll set a Guinness World Record for the world's highest guitar smash. We'll drop it down onto the Washington County Fairgrounds, smash it up, kill two birds with one stone, and have the world's highest guitar smash. We'll even bring Keith if Keith wants to come.
I don't know, Dan, this is just me and John, stay with us, if while you're up with the hot air balloon, if you can use the phrase killing birds. I mean, Dan, your thoughts on that?
There's a lot of them up there. It's not like, you know, you're not extincting the species.
Feet up, we'll drop that guitar down, smash it up, and set a Guinness World Record.
There you go.
Let's do it.
John, I have hit the la-di-da. I have twice enjoyed hot air balloon rides over the St. Croix. It's been a long time. They're fabulous.
They're amazing.
So good. All right. That's also an excellent suggestion. Thank you. 651-461-9226. Where should Mick hang out when he comes to town? Larry is mobile. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Are you there?
Let me check. Yes, I'm here. Where are you, Larry?
I'm driving down the highway.
Nice. Where should Mick hang out, Larry?
Hands free, by the way.
Good.
Anyway,
that's well, or
I
else
think you should go down to South St. Paul and hang out at the Corral Bar. It's one of the,
oh, God.
I think, seriously. I think it's the only remaining bar from the glory days of South St. Paul. And you know what? They don't even have a picture of Carter in there.
Enough of South St. Paul on this radio station. I mean, it's seriously, it's a conspiracy. Listen, Larry, here's when I'll go to South St. Paul again. I'll make you this promise. When the gutless mayor, Jimmy Francis, is removed from office, I will go and celebrate South St. Paul. Until then, South St. Paul, you're dead to me.
Why don't you run for mayor of South St. Paul?
Well, I mean, at least I bring some integrity to it compared to that guy. Thank you, Larry. Keep the hands free going. Appreciate it. Barb is calling in Brooklyn Park. Excellent alliteration. Go ahead, Barb.
Hello. I think he should go downtown Excelsior, where he met Mr. Jimmy, and have a cherry phosphate.
That also has been suggested a lot. Do you buy that? Or is that just more apocryphal?
I love cherry phosphates. I do buy it, yes, because it's a true story. I have an article about him when he died, Mr. Jimmy, and he did meet him, and he did tell him, you don't always get what you want, but you get what you need.
Yes, exactly. Very good. Very good, Barb. All good suggestions. I appreciate that. Dan's getting everybody's number. Keep the calls coming in, 651-461-9226. Somebody else suggesting downtown Excelsior, by the way, which is properly rated. Hang out there. Somebody says hang out at my backyard. Listen, he can come inside, Cook. I mean, I have an okay deck out there, but it's not much. It's fairly traditional. I got a swing set out there for Q. How about that's the shot? Mick and Q. Backyard. I'm all for it. Somebody says they're going to get him. Dan's on the phone right now. I'll get you a Rolls Royce. Just let me know. Wicked Wart Brewing in Robbinsdale. I used to spend a lot of time of my life when I was younger in Robbinsdale. Robbinsdale's had a fabulous resurgence. I am unfamiliar with that place. It's a very good one. Mick should hang out at Big Lou's house. Well, for sure, Big Lou could hook him up with some stuff. How about Lou Nanny's house? Somehow Mick has hung out with Lou Nanny. I mean, I have no doubt about it. Louie and Mick have spent time together. Mick should hang out with Shaletta. She's single now. Any bets if he would be allowed to use the bathroom?
Oh, no chance he would.
Hell
no.
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Nope.
Chance.
If she won't let Michelle Obama or Oprah use the bathroom, nobody uses that bathroom, period.
No. Well, Dean Phillips, I think she did make an exception.
It would be difficult. She might, but it would be,
I think
there would be a discussion.
An exception right there. Yeah. Electric Fetus or Down in the Valley. All in. Let's see. Had a friend return back to Minnesota from golfing around in all 50 states. Very impressive. Love to do that. The Wabasha Caves. Newman's Bar in North St. Paul. I'm all for it because we are now pushing back on South St. Paul mania that it's taking over this show. Who is the North St. Paul mayor, Dan? Find out when Carter's back with us. We're going to make Carter interview the mayor of North St. Paul at a mid. By the way, he abandoned South St. Paul. Not once, but twice. So he can't act like he's Mr. South St. Paul. The CC Club, that would be very good. Henderson, Minnesota, should go to a little bar in Rolling Stone, Minnesota. We do not have a city called Rolling Stone, do we? I can't imagine we do. Mick should go to Matt's bar. Okay, that's fine. Other people are suggesting we do have a Rolling Stone, Minnesota. Go to Matt's bar. I like Matt's bar. Don't get one of the overrated Juicy Lucy's. Just go and get a fine, fine burger, but not the scalding cheese flying at you. Anyone want to see Mick purify himself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka? Hell yes, good. Go
that's,
for it.
That's pretty good.
Bryant Lake Bowl, he's fantastic. The Lamplighter, okay. Hey, my father's statue outside Target Center. Mickey's Diner. The Turf Club. Let's see. Oh, man. This one hits home for me. Schuler's Tavern in Golden Valley. Right across the street is the, let's count, one, two, three, the treacherous fourth hole at GVCC. I spent many of a night as an underage drinker at Schuler's Tavern. And legal. They're safe on this now, right, Dan? They can't get in trouble at this point, can they?
I mean, why would they?
That was 1,000 years ago. All right, let's get a couple more calls here and where Mick should hang out. Tom is in Apple Valley. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I was thinking Mick should go somewhere where he can kind of relax and be himself, and he can be anonymous, and nobody will know who he is, and that's why I think going to MOA, Mall of America, and stopping into a little place, little mom-and-pop shop called Build-A-Bear. We can relax, do his thing. Yes. And everybody always leaves Build-A-Bear feeling a lot better. I know I feel better after I Build-A-Bear.
Mom-and-pop shop, just a starter place. When the kids were younger, spent a lot of time at Build-A-Bear. I don't think he's going to Mall of America, Tom. I don't think he's going to follow the crowd, but I like the suggestion. Marco is calling in. Marco's calling in from San Francisco. Probably my favorite big city to visit, Marco. How is life in San Francisco today, sir?
Born and raised. Beautiful. I'm actually returning from business. I'm in Minneapolis, returning to San Francisco.
Oh, okay. So our colleague, Mr. Adam Carter, who cheated on us today, in the public, just embarrassing, went on a different show. He is actually traveling to San Francisco for 4 days with his beautiful, intelligent bride. Give them two suggestions where they should go on a quick long weekend trip to San Francisco. Where should they check out?
Obviously not the city. I would go to Yountville, St. Helena, or Napa, California. Wine country, beautiful, romantic. Have dinner at Meadowood, Tom Keller, the whole bit. That's where you go, not the city.
I also suggested a little Carmel Monterey action. How about that?
Oh, there you go. Yes, exactly. The same thing. Yeah, exactly. Same kind of deal. Go to Monterey. Go to Carmel. Yes.
Yep.
Something like that.
That's the beauty of San Francisco. The amazing places right near. He's got to spend a little bit of time in the city, not a ton of time, but there's so many other locations. Okay. Where should Mick hang out here in town?
So Love the Stones, number one band in my book. I've seen them 3 times. Here's the thing everyone needs to realize. They are mourning the loss of the drummer, Charlie, yep. Charlie Watts. Everyone's in mourning. Okay, so have a very, very classy memorial at Brits Pub. I'm not from your city, okay, but I went to Brits Pub. It's beautiful on the upstairs area where the lawn bowling's at. Surprise
pretty
him.
Good.
Take him in there and have a very low-key memorial to Charlie. That's all he wants.
I like that.
The beer and to be around people that are just mellow and have a memorial. If you know his friends, I won't say anything beyond that, but I know people, and I'm telling you, anyone who knows his inner circle knows that he's not in party mode right now. They're even reluctant to go on tour due to the fact they lost Charlie. Okay, so everyone's got to realize that. He's mourning Charlie. They should have a memorial for him somewhere. Yeah.
Beautiful
that's
suggestion.
What he wants to do. Yeah.
Excellent call, Marco. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's pause right here. We'll get to a couple more suggestions. Preview tomorrow. and turn it over to Paul and Jordana when we come back. Here we go. It's our final William Shatner bumper music of the day.
Thank God.
God, I have no idea what this is going to be.
I'm honestly not even sure. I mean, I don't recognize the title.
This is Bill providing the instrumental, too.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Let's just stop it right there. Let's stop right there, Dad. I mean, is he right?
I mean, he's not wrong.
Can you argue with that point?
I really can't.
Live life.
Because you're going to die.
Live life because you're going to die.
Which apparently includes sitting atop a rocket that looks like a giant penis.
God, I mean, a lot of penis references from you today.
Well, I'm just saying, it does. It's not my fault.
Cue the text. What happened to WCCO Radio? A couple more suggestions for where Mick should hang out.
Yeah.
Dylan's hometown. Sure. Head up to Brainerd. That'd be great. How about this one? Because I think this is now the leader in the clubhouse. The George Floyd Memorial. I think that's a strong one.
That's a strong contender for sure.
That is a strong, strong contender. So let's talk just a little bit Blue Origins before we finish. That's why we played Shatner today. Did you watch it, or were you in transit when it was taking place?
I saw the launch, and then that's when I had to leave to get downtown in time to be able to record the interview with Coach Finch. So I didn't see the entire journey, but I saw the actual launch. And what I want to know, that shot that they had of the it was an above the rocket shot, but it was at the rocket came up. I mean, yes. It almost looked like CGI. I want to know how they got that shot.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah.
9/11, that didn't happen also?
Oh,
Is Kennedy really alive?
No, that's not what I said. That's not anything. It was a cool
looking
shot. You
just said it's CGI.
I said it looked almost like CGI, and I want to know how they got the shot.
Okay. COVID's not real, too. Where else are you stopping?
No, I'm not saying it wasn't real.
Alex Jones is now with me.
How often have you seen the rocket launch from above like that, where it comes at you and then goes by you? You don't see that shot very often. I'm just curious how they procured it. I'm not saying it wasn't real.
No.
I just want to see how it was
shot. Your tone was, I think we all heard it. No, there's no tone. I don't believe it happened.
You're just making stuff up to try and stir the pot, and I will not play along, sir.
You're the one who's taking away from American brilliance.
I'm not at all. That's fake news.
Okay, so is this going to be another day where a huge portion of the population is just going to hammer Jeff Bezos? Because I'm going to say this. You can have a lengthy conversation on Jeff Bezos and his treatment of employees. And why in the hell it's taken so long is still the long way he has to go, okay? Including on legally taking advantage of our screwed up, awful tax system for the super uber wealthy. But you're also allowed to say, this is remarkable. And I still believe in going to science. Going to space, because of all the scientific advancements we've had. And is this a part of his dream and what he's able to do all along and the money he has? Sure. But we have no idea where this is going to take us. So, Dan, to me, you can do both. You can shake your head and say, treat your employees better. But that doesn't mean he's dead to you forever and you can't appreciate what a private company is able to do and the potential of what it might lead to. What do you think?
Well, your original question was, is this going to turn into a bash Jeff Bezos day? And my answer to that is it already has. I've seen plenty of that on Twitter, including former producer of the show, Kelly Jordan, was on Twitter saying she didn't give two over William Shatner going to space. She wants Jeff Bezos to pay taxes. And I'm with you on this.
Listen, I want him to pay taxes too. But I can separate.
You can do both. You can both have the Blue Origin program, and Jeff Bezos can pay taxes. Those aren't mutually exclusive. And it's not like if he wasn't launching the rocket today that suddenly he would be paying his fair share in taxes. Aren't necessarily correct. Tied together. So I'm with you in that regard. I think this is a remarkable achievement, and I think the folks that went along with Shatner were mostly folks that were there for science purposes. And I think Jeff's vision of trying to take all the polluting businesses off of the Earth and into some sort of either space station or onto some other terraformed planet or the moon, I think is an intriguing idea. Whether he can accomplish it in his lifetime, I don't know. But
and
if that's where we're going, then this is absolutely worth it.
I'm all for Bezos paying significantly more taxes. Let's have people raise their hands. How many of those folks are paying more taxes and not taking every legal opportunity that's available to them? To me, I put that on the government and the Dems and the Republicans who are allowing this system for the uber, uber wealthy to pay the same as people making minimum wage. It's awful. That's who I put the blame on more than Bezos. We got to go. Paul and Jordan are next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.